Day 76, or March the 17th. Is there a job outstanding, waiting for you? Our thought today is from 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 16. About this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin. Anoint him ruler over my people Israel. He will deliver them from the hand of the Philistines. I have looked on my people, for their cry has reached me. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Despite his better judgment, Samuel does as God commands and anoints Saul as the first king of Israel. He is tall and handsome, but if that's all you can say about him, then it doesn't say much. He passes his initiation test as the Ammonites are defeated, and the people demand he is made king. They are convinced that this is the man who will lead them to success. Samuel tells them Saul is already anointed as king, and the people are so pleased. You would think it was the end of their troubles, whereas it was really only the beginning. And now today's action step. The first king of Israel was a man called Saul. He was chosen by God. In fact, that is what his name means. He was chosen to conquer the Philistines and so release the land to the Israelites, just as it was promised to their father Abraham. He did try, but never had the heart for the job, and his task was sadly left unfinished. How sad it is when a footballer or cricketer is selected to do a specific job for his team, and he doesn't fulfil the role. This can often be simply a mistake by the selectors. It's even worse when God, who never makes mistakes, gives you a job plus a promise to be with you and help you, and you fail to trust him and try. Some people struggle the whole of their lives with this big issue of, have I fulfilled the task God has entrusted to me? This may be a timely reminder for you that God has something for all of us to do as part of his church. If you are unfulfilled, it could be that the job God has given you is unfulfilled. Search your heart, and if you sense there is a job, large or small, that God's given you, just do it.